Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Wisdom Seeds. How social media is shaping your mind. YP social media does not just consume your time. It shapes your thinking, emotions, attention span, desires, and identity slowly over time. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." That verse matters deeply today because modern culture constantly competes for your attention. Every scroll feeds something into your mind. Fear. Comparison. Lust. Anger. Envy. Pride. Or wisdom. People often underestimate repeated exposure. A person watches negative content daily and slowly becomes more cynical. Another constantly consumes images of wealth, beauty, and success until contentment disappears completely. Comparison quietly poisons joy. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 4 says, "All labor and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another." Social media makes comparison endless because somebody will always appear richer, happier, more attractive, or more successful. One young woman spent hours every night scrolling through filtered lifestyles online. Eventually, she began hating her own ordinary life even though she once felt grateful for it. That is how comparison works. It blinds people to blessings already sitting in front of them. Social media also weakens attention. People now struggle to sit quietly for 10 minutes without reaching for a screen. Constant notifications train the brain to crave interruption. Deep focus becomes harder. Prayer becomes harder. Reading scripture becomes harder. Silence feels uncomfortable. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Be still, and know that I am God." Stillness has become rare. One pastor said, "A distracted mind struggles to hear God clearly." That statement feels painfully true today. The mind becomes what it consumes repeatedly. Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Guarding your heart now includes guarding your digital habits. Social media also shapes identity dangerously. Some people measure worth through likes, followers, attention, and online approval. One negative comment ruins their mood for hours. One ignored post creates insecurity. That emotional dependence becomes exhausting. Galatians 1 verse 10 says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings, or of God?" February 4th, living for online validation traps people emotionally because approval constantly changes. Social media also amplifies outrage. Anger spreads faster online than wisdom. People react instantly without reflection. Arguments become entertainment. Mercy disappears. James 1 verse 19 says believers should be slow to speak and slow to become angry. But online culture rewards fast outrage and emotional reaction. Another danger is hidden addiction. A person picks up the phone for 5 minutes and loses 2 hours scrolling mindlessly. Time disappears silently. Meanwhile, relationships weaken, productivity drops, and spiritual hunger fades. Ephesians 5 verses 15 to 16 says, "Be very careful, then, how you live. Making the most of every opportunity. Time matters. Your attention matters. Your mind matters. Social media is not automatically evil. It can spread truth, encouragement, knowledge, and the gospel." Paul used available roads and communication systems of his time to spread God's message. Technology itself is not the main issue. The danger comes when technology begins controlling the heart. Wise people use social media intentionally instead of emotionally. They know when to log off. March 4th, they filter what enters their mind. They avoid content feeding lust, jealousy, fear, and bitterness. They protect quiet time with God. They remember that real life matters more than digital appearance. Jesus asked in Mark 8 verse 36, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" That question applies online, too. A person can build massive online attention while privately losing peace, purity, wisdom, and closeness with God. The mind always moves in the direction of what it feeds on most. Feed your spirit wisely. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast April 4th.